Okay, Brandon, did I remember everything now? Can I get started?
We'll see.
I
what
hate
you forgot.
You. I hate you so much.
Hey, I have to check the boxes to make sure you succeed properly, that you don't look like an ass stumbling on stage in front of everybody.
I mean, that's what happens. That's what happens. Anyway, with that, welcome to episode 230, I'm pretty sure, of the Crack Brain Podcast. We've been gone for such a long time. And yeah.
Who are you?
You forgot him already? How could you forget him?
Rude, Mason. God. Rude. God.
God damn it. God damn it. God damn it.
Oh, I remember now. That sounds familiar.
I already said it.
It's like music.
I already said it, so there's no point. I hate you guys so much right now. With that, I am your host, Stefan. Joining me today, looking over there like the bearded Lex Luthor that they are, getting ready to be the most fantastic barbarian you've ever seen, we have Brandon.
Hello.
That was fucking it? That was it.
Do you want me to say more? Yes. No. You gave such a long thing, I can't upstage that. I'm just like, hello.
You gotta match the energy there, at least. Come on.
He's got nothing.
What you want to say? I would like to rage!
That was Cookie Monster at best.
Hey, man. Don't fight the action.
Not wrong.
Cookie Monster would be a barbarian.
He's suggesting that Cookie Monster would be a barbarian. That is Mason.
Hello.
Yep.
See, he just said hello too, and he doesn't get in trouble.
No.
Yeah, but his was on.
Yeah, it's like that. There's only one.
Yay.
See, there's only one thing that Mason didn't do that is normally part of his intro. So, you know, I
hello, friends.
Not quite.
Thank you for reminding me. Oh, no?
Almost.
Oh, what am I forgetting?
Anyway. But I get the feeling you'll probably remember after I finish introducing our next person wearing the amazing Smokey the Bear shirt, but always with the cat ears, we've got Tyler.
That would be me. I'm Tyler. Hi, guys.
Oh, Stefan, I just realized something you forgot.
Brandon, what did I forget?
You forgot that we're not recording video and you're describing what we look like.
Look, all right? This is a way to describe you guys just so that way you all know who I'm talking about. Okay?
They all know what we look like.
You're where?
No, they don't.
Brandon, have you not seen the doggone, like, Father Adam's beard that you have on right now compared to the last time people saw you over on this podcast? It was not nearly like that. All right, nor was there gray inside the beard.
There has always been gray right there, but I haven't grown it out to have it like that. It's also a lot of gray right here at my temples, so Mr. Fantastic, but I kind of trim it right there. So, and it's no, been like my beard is what? Let's measure it right now.
Brandon, it's been like 20 years. No one's seen each other for so long.
4.5 inches.
All of our old fans have dementia
by
now.
I'm not going to lie.
We have to make all new
friends. It's been 8 months. All right. When I went over onto Zencaster to check the last time we recorded, it was 8 months ago.
But did that last episode air?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think it did. Hold on. Let me go on Spotify and see when the last episode
aired. We'll see. But yeah.
Even our last recording's been a while. Like, I don't know if I can say it, but the other kind of recording, that's even been like 4 months.
The sex vids?
Well, no, it's been like 3 months.
Has it only been 3?
That's what happens during holiday months, Mason. Like, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
The last episode aired April 26th.
Which year?
23.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean,
dang.
That was that's almost a year. That's almost a year.
That was last level up, I think.
No, it was.
Was that level up in February? Isekai Con or whatever.
Isekai, yeah. That was right after Isekai. Look, to everyone that is listening, to anyone that could possibly be listening, it's been a while. It's been a while. All right. Things have transpired for all of us. So I will just say, like, yeah, we went away for a while. Hopefully we're going to be back. I know I've said this, like, all of last year and the year before that, but, like, okay, we're getting on to that. All right, because there's
man, already the blood's coming out.
There was a moment a few weeks ago that I quite literally screamed into a microphone. All right, and I know Brandon would have been absolutely happy and thrilled. All right, but anyway, like. It's been a while, so things have gone on. I want to hear from all you, because let's also do that. Like, we haven't really talked to each other than, like, simple stuff over in our own personal, our own, like, little group chat. How have y'all been? Like, I straight up have not talked to, like, any of y'all in at least a couple months.
We'll start youngest, the oldest.
I think I'm the youngest. I'm about to be 27. I feel so old, and everyone keeps picking on me, and I don't I don't like it.
Mason.
And then
wait until you hit 30, and then you can say that you feel old.
I'm so excited. And then yeah, I've just been posting on Instagram at Tiger Pig Comics. I try to do it every Thursday and or holiday, and I'm drawing some stuff that I can't talk about yet.
Yay.
That's about it, I think.
Is Mason over there drawing porn?
No.
Is that why you can't talk about it yet?
No.
Him and I...
You're not old
him
enough?
Him and I have gone in on hentai, so...
he draws the comics, no. You voice them.
Goddamn right.
No, I'm trying to see if I can sell stuff at conventions.
Hentai.
So, no.
Hentai.
Hentai sells.
Best case scenario will be like 2025, but I gotta get a bunch of products made. If it works out.
So you just gave women. Us a year for the hentai. All right, there we go.
No,
I'm down.
2025, the year of the hentai.
I got booty shorts. We can sell the shit out of this. I got multiple different kinds of booty shorts now.
It will be Year of the Snake, if that makes you feel better.
Well, the snake will definitely be there with the hentai.
There we go.
Keep feeding the snake, Mason. It's going to keep growing.
No.
Okay, so Mason's been making hentai. What about the rest?
That is incorrect.
What about the rest of y'all?
I have been working, and that's pretty much it. I don't know, it's just, oh boy, I just haven't had the energy to do everything. So, like, you know, it's been work. Even Candace and I haven't even done Kawaii Cast. Mm. It's just, it's been rough.
Yeah. Well, and, like, that was one of the reasons why I was like, you know what, it's been long enough. Let's actually start recording again. Because it's like, it's not going to get any easier. But I realize at least, like, mentally and emotionally, I do better when I'm actually talking to you guys. Even with the stress of doing the podcast, I still do better mentally when I talk to y'all. Because then I'm not living in the corner of nowhere. So.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Definitely fair. But no, it's mosquito season is about to start, so I am very busy prepping for that.
Yep.
Yes, you're going to enjoy it. I think it's going to be a worse mosquito season than it was last year, and last year was record-breaking. So,
I'm not happy about this at all.
Yeah. Oh, there's a product I need to tell you about. I'll tell you about off-screen that you'll like, just so you know. Yeah. But then I've been going to the gym trying to bulk up for this role at Level Up. So I hit – I know it's a – some people might not think it's a big challenge, but I hit 200 pounds finally.
There you go.
So it was like,
dang.
Oh, yeah. Nice work. I never thought in my life I would ever hit that. I don't think anyone in my family. So my mom says I look more like her side of the family, so I look more like a DeBry than a Peck now, especially the bald head.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, even from here over on what would be your right arm, I can still see, like, exactly.
That's smaller there.
Well, still, like, that's a big improvement from what it was, and I can tell that your chest is developing, so hell yeah.
Yeah, so, and also, yeah, doing a few other personal things, but work and building, trying to actually build a good cosplay.
I know how that feels.
Yeah, so, but Stefan, what have you been up to?
A shit ton of acting. Like,
hell yeah, right?
Yeah,
on.
Like, don't get me wrong. It's been really, really cool. From the last time we recorded, I think I was either just starting the Book from Hell or I was halfway through the Book from Hell. But that's all done.
I think half through.
Yeah, probably sounds about right. But yeah, like, that's all done. And then I wound up doing, like, God, now what can I talk about?
You just did the YouTube notification thing on your social. The YouTube video you were
on? Oh, the MASH video. Yeah.
It was a new video. Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I just did another video with MASHed. I've done a handful of commercials now.
The movie.
Any naughty ones?
That you just saw? It's like, so I've got the movie that I was in. What was it? The Stolen Valley. It came out last week. Well, like a week and a half ago. And it's already out of theaters. Like, it was only there and then gone for the most part. But I did actually get to go see my part, which was actually kind of funny because I'm like, I didn't realize that it was playing over inside. Again, I still live in the small town, but it's like, I didn't realize it was playing over at the local theater. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll go see it. So I show up over there. I'm, you know, getting my food, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I go to sit down. And I had told the front, like, kiosk person, like, hey, I'm in this movie, so, like, at the end of it, I want to go and grab a couple of pictures and stuff like that, to which they were cool with. But, like, movie starts, and I'm sitting there just, like, shoveling popcorn into my mouth. Okay, and I've got one person maybe, like, four seats away from me, and then, like, a couple other people over inside some of the aisles. I think there might have been like 12 people in the theater total. And just like, I'm sitting there and kind of doing that. And then all of a sudden my scene comes up, which is about in, like, it's within the first like 20 minutes. And quite literally the person next to me, like, did the double take of like, ha. And I'm sitting there like, what's up? Yep. Yeah, no. And it was like, it was kind of cool because at first I had thought like, okay, like, I only have one line in the movie and like we recorded more lines and stuff like that. So like I shot a few other scenes, they didn't show up, but that main scene, I only have one line, which is God damn it. All right. And I am so happy to get my,
you're so good at that.
I got
line.
My favorite curse word in the movie. Just God damn it, you know. But like,
tons of practice on that.
It's all connected.
Shut the fuck up, Mason. So happy. Shut. Oh God, we're getting to that.
Mason was just waiting for any opportunity, big or small, to say that, and he decided to use the smallest inkling of a crack to try to slip it in.
It's okay, because I'm gonna. I'm going to bolster that up with my own story, but yeah, like, saw the movie. I will tell anyone, like, it the movie has won a bunch of awards. If you really like award-winning indie movies, you might enjoy it. For most people out over there, if you know me, maybe just stay for the first 20 minutes and then go. I'm just gonna say it that way. But like, yeah, it was kind of fun. And then I've got another movie that I'm in the cast, but I didn't actually record. Like, I didn't actually film anything. It's the movie Villains Inc. It's got some people from like Whose Line Is It Anyway and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. I'm in the cast. We didn't film me at all. So.
Studio C was in it too.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see it.
So there's that, and then I can't talk about that one. But then there's a short film, like a student capstone that I'm doing, or that I did, and that's the one that I posted a while back ago that has me over in like the mech suit and stuff like that. So did that, and I just did ADR for it a couple weeks ago, and they changed a line. And I swear to God, like, at first, I can't remember what the line was, but it was just sort of normal. I didn't care. Like, it was just sort of like, whatever. And then they put a certain phrase in it that I didn't want to say at all. Because I don't want filmed proof of me saying this, especially one that I'm going to actually have to watch a premiere with. Okay. And that line, just like Mason had said before, it's all connected. So, Brandon, you hear me in the, basically in almost a Darth Vader-like impression, being a robot, and you will hear the words, "It's all connected."
Yay.
I hated it.
Victory is mine.
So much. Just, as soon as they're like, "No, let's do it," I'm just like, "No. No, 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 no."
Because it is all connected. You admitted it.
I hate it so much. I hate it.
Hold on.
We gotta put that on Stefan's.
Wait, name. What's your the now. Mech the mech's name?
The Observer.
Okay, I'm on the IMDb of it.
It actually has an IMDb now?
Yep.
Animals?
It was under upcoming for your IMDb page.
Right. I didn't know. That's the thing about IMDb. Like, stuff gets added on there all the time, and it, like, there's certain times where, yeah, like, yes, that's me, and other times where I'm like, nope, that's a completely different person, you know. So it's weird, but there was that. Yeah,
I'm looking at it. I love this.
I hate you.
It's nice.
So, yeah.
I need to figure out a way to get that as my ringtone.
Mason, it's not like I couldn't just record it for you. I literally make a living speaking into a microphone.
Yeah, you just got to pay him.
No.
I mean,
if there's anything I know about voice actors, it's if you throw enough money at them, they'll say anything you want.
I'd love to be able to disprove that.
So,
it's not.
So if you want it, it's all connected ringtone. You know where to find Stefan.
Okay.
Give him some cash.
Okay.
Because he's in the middle of nowhere, and my Wi-Fi doesn't go that far.
If
my data.
I kid you not. If I had at least 50 people that actually hit me up and like said, we want like just a cast of lines and stuff like that, and It's All Connected was in there, I'd do it. All right. And I wouldn't even charge people. All right. I would actually just do it if enough people wanted it. Fuck.
If there's 51 people, I will donate to the cause. I want this. What?
If enough people do it, then we'll also get him to say jackalopes are real.
Look, okay.
If we reach 51
right.
people.
That's okay. We're having this out right now. Okay. So, early last month, which we're recording this in March, so February. All right. I went out over to Florida to go and attend MegaCon. I'll get to that in a little bit. While I was there, in the hotel, there's like this little mini deli kind of thing. And off to the right side of one of the cashier little stands was a goddamn jackalope. And I remember standing there, like, in line, just going, like, this is a beach town community. They're going to be on more things of, like, alligators and, you know, and stuff like that. Why do they have a damn jackalope? And in my brain, like, I was standing there, just looking at it, just like, okay, all right. Which prompted some other people that I was with going like, what's wrong with you? So I told them about the whole jackalope thing. And they went all in on trying to go and explain to me how real jackalopes are.
Well, you saw it.
I am so much more confused than I was before.
It's a beach jackalope. Sometimes they'll go swim a little bit and then come back.
I wish I could tell people that this was a gag. It's not. I really don't know if they're real or not.
Come on, everyone knows what a jackalope is. And you saw everyone one knows in
what
Orlando.
Everyone knows what a goddamn unicorn is. All right, doesn't mean they're real. All right, but it's the...
What are you, a narwhal?
Look, no, unicorns are real. You know how we know unicorns are real? Because they are the national animal of Ireland. Proof.
They are?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Alright. I'm...
Now, if there's 60... Quick, 62 pull up the people Google. Interested, Stefan will do a quote that says jackalopes are real. If 62
You've
people
got
are interested.
Beach jackalopes, plains jackalopes, desert jackalopes, forest jackalopes. You probably have a jungle one, but I'm not so sure about that one.
Those ones are pretty aggressive.
He's flipping someone off. I'm not sure who.
The national animal of Ireland is the Irish hare or mountain hare. And then...
Mountain jackalope?
Jackalope. Irish jackalope.
Oh, fuck!
We've gotten international.
God damn it, god damn it, god damn it. Oh.
I knew I was missing one. It was the mountain. The mountain.
The
jackalope.
Mountain jackalope?
Yeah.
Sorry. I lied. It's Scotland. The unicorn is the national animal of Scotland.
Ah, crap, lad.
The hare is not found anywhere else in the world. They are thought to have been in Ireland for millions of years and are found in fossils in the late Pleistocene. Fuck!
Man. Some old jackalopes.
The thing has got ridges on its head like they're trying to poke it. I'm so confused.
Wait, look up the Scottish, the unicorn.
I'm looking at it right now.
I kind of don't care. It's y'all got me with the goddamn mountain jackalope now.
We're just giving you facts.
Because if that's what we're known for, it's facts.
I hate so many.
How often am I wrong, Stefan?
Shut up. All right. I don't like where this game is going.
You also have vampire deer. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I know that's real. All right. So.
Yeah. Vampire deer and vampire rabbits make vampire jackalope.
Yeah, those weird animals I showed you when I was in Texas a few weeks ago.
You showed me animals?
I was at this museum. Well, I swear I put them in the group
I think
chat.
I
swear. Like, there's a museum of all these animals, and they had a slideshow area of, like, mermaids and a few things. I swear I took the pictures. Like, there's this one Like the, what was it, alligator monkey or something?
The vampalo.
What did you just say to me?
I don't know. I'm looking back at my old pictures of what... Oh, yeah, it was a hare with horns that I sent you a picture of.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that because that was, again, that was right around the same time as Florida. So that's when I hit peak confusion. So.
Yeah, I think I helped encourage that because, yeah, that one was interesting.
I hate so many things.
But yeah, how else was Florida?
Florida was actually really, really cool. Ever since the year before, there have been a couple of voice actors that we've now done the voice acting panels over at like FanX. And, you know, I've done the voice acting panel in other cons too. But, like, this is the first time that it was a group of us, you know, like, two of us from Utah that also went out over to Florida, you know, and all that. So, like, again, it was myself, Zach Cipriano, then you have Jenna Kane, and all three of us are, like, you know, like, professional voice actors, but still, like, you know, like low tier and all that kind of stuff. Like there are things that you guys can find us in, but it's not super common. And then there was Tabitha Garland, and she has been doing a lot of dubbing for animes and stuff like that. So like she's a character over in Shangri-La Frontier, you know, and all that. So like we did the panel out over there, which. Again, it's really astounding to go to these cons to just say, like, hey, we're going to do this panel for the first time and have it where it's standing room only. Like, Mason, you've been to, like, all you guys have been to some of the ones where it's just me. And it's like, okay, 5-6 people inside the front row. Not a whole lot. But then, like, at the bigger shows, like when I've done it for BlurredCon, when I've done it for FanX, you know, and now MegaCon, they're no one can get inside the room because everyone wants to be in there. So it was.
Don't sell yourself short. One lady got a speeding ticket making it.
Okay,
to the show.
Now fun thing with that. Okay, so yes, I'm pretty sure. I won't say her name.
You posted a picture.
Say her name. But, like, her and I have actually become, like, pretty cool friends, and we've talked and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, like, when we did that, where was that? Was that?
I think that was Bonsai.
That was Anime Bonsai. Someone got a speeding ticket just to come and see, to come and see the panel and whatnot. I'm just like, oh, cool. And she's like, you're my favorite voice actor. And I'm like, it's only because I'm local. You know, so.
Still counts.
It does.
Still counts.
But yeah, I was like, it's now kind of fun and kind of cool, especially now that, like, again, the last year I have been working more, and then I'm really, really ramping up my work now. So it's like, yeah, people actually do kind of recognize me and all that kind of stuff. It's weird. It really is. But yeah, it's like I said, MegaCon was actually really, really fun. I would strongly encourage for anyone, even like if you're kind of sick of whatever local con you got, like you're around, try MegaCon. Like save up for it, but go to MegaCon because it was fantastic. I am almost thinking of substituting FanX entirely because it's like MegaCon is a much bigger con, but it's also run so much better, and technically it's actually kind of cheaper than FanX is, but like we would just have to fly in there. But like one cool thing that they did, like they have after parties every single night that are actually pretty fun, but then they actually made a deal with Universal, Universal out over there. So like the Universal Studios, like theme park, they went and shut it down for a night only for con goers. So, like, I got to go and do, like, all the rides for the Harry Potter, like, area. Did them all, like, 5 times. And then did, like, the Jurassic Park rides and all, like, did them all. Just, there was literally maybe 5 minutes worth of a line at every single place. Just like, oh, cool, yeah, stand over here, and you're on, like, a ride on. You know, so
I want to do that.
I think last time I went to that was like 2005-ish. I haven't been since to Universal.
I haven't been to well, other than now, like, I hadn't been to any Universal thing since California when I was like 8. So this was a much different experience, and I enjoyed the crap out of it. So I got to go and do Universal, and I did Hollywood Studios for Disney. That one was just with my kids, which was fucking awesome. So,
did you go to any haunted
houses?
No,
I did not. All right. I stayed away from everything scary. You can suck a bag of dicks. All right. Just nope.
Any red balloons?
99 of them.
99.
I don't know. There's a little red shape, circle shape behind you.
Well, in the It Clown has a red balloon.
Yeah, I know. I think when we meet up this Saturday, I might tie a balloon.
Don't you fucking dare!
Tell him that.
Don't you fucking dare.
He'll forget.
No, I won't.
He'll forget. I'll hide it.
I won't. All right. Don't you dare. Please don't. This is a long.
You gotta start the ignition.
This is a very long weekend.
And then I'm gonna sneak behind, tie it to the bumper.
Please don't.
And then as it goes, I let it fly.
I don't have the mental fortitude to handle that this weekend. All right.
See, I'm gonna put a long string so you can't see it out the back window. You're only gonna see it when you're going fast, or
it's gonna have to have helium then.
I'm gonna be on the freeway. Up over it,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why
I hate so many things.
Or I'll just go home with you and tie it on the door frame.
Nope.
I'll do that for St. Patty's Day. Yeah, it's this Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, March 17th.
You say that like I should know.
St. Patty's Day. This Sunday.
News to me. The former Jehovah's Witness.
Hey, well, now I'm introducing you to Scottish or Irish topics, since it's the hair.
Irish genius.
The jackalope. Okay, Irish, yep. The jackalope is their national...
I don't. Other than bald head, how does anyone else have anything that's been going on?
I meant to say that at work, Garrick came out a little bit. Yes. Because I have this one manager who I can only describe as a human honey badger. And I was talking about some disagreements we have, and one of the coworkers just went, "Man, Garrick's going savage over there." I was like, "Dang it, where is the CB? They need to be here for this."
You.
All right, well, what was Garrick saying?
A lot of things. One of them was, if he has kids, that gives me hope.
Wait. So you're telling me that Garrick formulated an actual burn on somebody?
I did. He did. There was so much. There was, like, I didn't know he could laugh. There was a bunch, though. But, one thing he likes to say is he can't afford to be nice to people because he has to save it for his kids.
Fuck.
That's a very, that's a thing he says frequent.
How did you lose control?
I was like, well, if he has kids, that gives me hope. And then everyone did like that meme that, oh, I was so proud. And I was like, I should have.
Oh, you had, you had a group chewing out this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. A little bit of context for anyone that's new. Mason over there has an alter ego, which is Garrick, all right? And Garrick is the evil version. Evil slash problematic version of Mason out over there. So, like, Mason takes pictures with fantastically gorgeous women and doesn't realize anything. Garrick,
that one's not
Garrick
true.
Would absolutely, as they're walking away, stare them down.
That day was so harsh. I had a lady yelling at me because we had too many carts. I had another guy yelling at me because I wouldn't load concrete while I was loading for someone who actually needed help. There was the whole manager thing. I got in trouble with a forklift. And then I dropped an entire bottle of dip ink that I was working on a picture with everywhere. It was like a flood just all over everyone's lockers. And
that would be the most frustrating one.
Now we have a black mop and everyone says I'm way cooler. Well, because so I had cool. to mop the ink, and yeah, it just stained everything.
So they're not changing the mop head.
Nope. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's just spreading the ink all over the floor.
Yeah, usually there's like a change of them, and I believe probably you might sell mops at your location.
Nope. I'm sure we do. I don't know. I didn't look. I didn't care that much.
Well, the next guy who has to mop up their grape soda.
Why grape soda?
I don't know. That's just what popped into my head. I don't know why.
We don't even sell grape soda, I think.
Now you check the fridges.
Anyway, it was a very hard day. It was a very rough day.
I get this. I understand these all too well. That was weird.
What? I just noticed something I thought was a juice bottle earlier, and I just figured out what it was.
For me or Stefan?
It's a honey. Next to his drawing board.
Oh, with the green cap? This?
Yeah, it's a bunch of honey.
It's honey.
Yeah, Mason, yeah. Don't bring that this weekend.
Why?
I liked it. You just didn't like the honey? Mason's been on a honey kick for the past year, which is good.
And
honey's good.
No allergies.
Yeah. So it's definitely helpful if you have allergies. Get some honey and put it on your food. It'll help
you
out.
You say this as I've got a runny nose right now.
Well, your runny nose could not be from allergies. Maybe you got a cold.
I have a science question.
Oh God. Do you really want a correct answer from this group?
Okay, let's go with the science question.
If a guy eats a bunch of pineapple,
I'm out.
Yes.
And
Mason, before you go anywhere, just know the answer is yes. You don't need to ask the full question.
But he's gonna.
Well, see, now I'm too nervous. If his partner is allergic to pineapple, would she be allergic?
You know, let's put it this way, okay? There are some women who are allergic to that part.
Because of the pineapple?
No, just in general,
no,
they're allergic.
There's women that are there. There's people that are just allergic to it.
Yeah. So I've dated one. That was interesting.
Wow. How does that work?
I don't know. We just pushed through it.
God damn.
Still wanted it.
You just push through.
You're gonna
it, you
like
know,
it.
And then you. You take some Benadryl afterward, you know, if you have an EpiPen that's about to expire.
It wasn't like that. It's like usually they don't have like swelling. Well, probably a little bit swelling, but they're not having like sneezing or whatnot fits. It's a. Next question.
Well, because like if you're allergic to pineapple and then bees make honey with pineapple trees, I've been told that can overcome the allergy. I don't know if that's true.
So, no, Mason, your goal is to basically start cross-pollinating a bunch of pineapple trees. Yeah, see, that's where I was kind of going with this.
Mason.
Well, because you have, like, tropical bees. And Mason. They'll make honey from tropical fruit.
Mason.
A pineapple is like a potato.
They're not like a potato.
It grows underground.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it's a bush. They look like those yucca plants that, like, I have in my front yard, and the pineapple grows on top of it.
I was thinking they grew under, and just the top came out.
What, Brandon? Do you think peanuts grow on trees too?
No.
Okay.
I'm scared to look up pineapple bush, but here we go.
Okay, I gotta look this up just to see what he's gonna find.
Turn your VPNs on. Incognito mode.
Bush.
You know, that would make a good band name.
No,
Mason.
It won't!
That's what they look like?
That's what they look like.
But bees can still pollinate with that, though.
Well, yeah, there's probably a flower,
right?
Yeah,
there is a flower to it. In the earlier stages, but it does something have, they it like. Does have a flower.
Hold on, I gotta take out my band names list.
Don't! It's nice.
It could work.
I met his family, alright?
Mason's family?
They thought... They didn't believe I was a real person.
They did not. They told me that Stefan was too cool to be hanging out with someone like me.
He's a celebrity. What are you doing with him?
I need my Mason.
Nothing.
Okay, look. Mason and I have had this conversation many times. One of the reasons why I am looking forward to next month going over to Level Up is because I get my travel Mason. All right?
Yay.
I was going to say, he's going to be riding with me, though.
Yeah, we still got to figure out all that.
I got to ask Caden, I think it might just be the same of us three in our car again.
Okay. Cause
and then you three in the other car again. I don't know, though. I won't bring Lucario this time, though.
Yeah, I need to have room for my axe.
Fine by me.
Wait, you're bringing an axe?
He's bringing an axe.
Yeah, for Grog, for my cosplay. I've got a big giant axe I made.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have not seen that.
I kid you not. Level Up has been something I've been excited for pretty much like all year. For anyone that is listening, the voice acting panel will be over at Level Up. I'm hoping they do not screw us over like last time and change the location on us last minute. We'll see how that goes.
That didn't happen.
That did happen. That absolutely happened. It did. So.
Yeah, they changed like the whole day, right?
Something like that,
but,
yeah.
Not just yours, but it was like the whole day.
Wasn't it because that Has-Been Hotel panel was so popular that they were overcapacitated on the top floor?
And,
like they were overcapacitated.
And knowing that Has-Been Hotel is coming back and is bigger than ever, I am not looking forward to certain things. So, that being said, Has-Been Hotel, fucking awesome show. All right.
I haven't started watching it. I watched a ton of Hell of a Boss and the pilot like 30 times, but I never started like
I've only watched the Amazon part of the show rather than just the YouTube version. I absolutely love what I've watched. So, yeah. That's all I can say.
I haven't seen it yet. If I see it.
TikTok made me do it.
TikTok made you do it. God. Lovely TikTok.
Pineapple sure. bush. TikTok Mason. Made me do it.
Mason.
What?
No. How about you bring a TikTok or a TikTok bush, a pineapple bush to Vegas? Yeah, how about you ask the people on the street on the strip for a pineapple bush?
No.
Don't.
No, I'm good.
I don't think Mason knows the significance of the pineapple.
Oh, probably not, but I think he needs more collectible cards though.
Uh-oh. I don't like the strip. It's scary.
So, the first time in Vegas, there were solicitors of the adult culture that were giving out playing cards instead of flyers, so they no longer do flyers, they do playing cards. And Mason got a few of them, and he was like, oh, these are so cool, not knowing what they were. Nope. So we had to tell him what they were.
At least you guys weren't there for my 18th birthday celebration when I got taken to Vegas. Oh my gosh, a girl tried to get me on one of the pool tables she was dancing on. I'm so glad.
Mason, do that!
No, it's scary.
We're gonna bring out Garrick this trip. We're gonna get you to kiss a girl.
And I haven't done that since I was 18.
On the table?
No. Well, it was a pool table, but no.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. You're going to out there. We're not going to go that. We're just going to go for the kissing, Mason. One step. We're not going to go shoot for the sun. We're going to shoot for the moon.
Nuh-uh. 2 times ago, there was a girl in the room with me, and that was very nerve-wracking. You guys are a bunch of liars. And con.
Okay, so
con goers.
Mason, have you heard the phrase "I love you to the moon and back"?
Yes.
Do you know where that phrase? Why that phrase is?
No.
Okay. So the distance from the Earth to the moon is whatever distance. If you stretch out all your blood vessels, capillaries, veins, arteries, that's your distance.
There are so many times where I call bullshit. All right.
I don't know, Stefan.
Bullshit. You can't unravel me and get to the moon. All right? It just no.
Deja vu. The feeling of we've heard this before.
Are you sure? How long are your small intestines?
If you could get from here to Salt Lake, I'd be impressed. Okay. Hell.
They have a very nice
really thin strips.
Fuck you. You get from here to the end of the end of Main Street.
Here it is. British Heart Foundation. By adulthood, we have 60,000 miles of blood vessels inside our bodies.
I find bullshit.
That's more than twice the distance around the world.
I find bullshit. You can't unravel me and go around the world.
So, Mason.
Not with 60 cents.
There's no goddamn way.
So that's it. To the moon. That's what the saying. The why that saying is, "I love you to the moon and back."
What does that have to do with blood vessels?
Because your heart, blood.
How the hell are they even measuring all this? All right, I kid you not. Yeah, I found a thing and I'm sticking with it. All right, like we've been to Texas. You're telling me that you unravel me and you can you can make it across Texas. All right.
Think how small the capillaries are in everything.
Damn! You look how big fucking Texas is.
Hey, man, look at it right here. It's the British
Japan is Heart half Foundation. The size of the state of Texas. Could you make it across
Nothing's
Japan?
Nothing is half the size of Texas.
Yeah, Japan is.
No way.
Yay! I pulled a Brandon.
Yo, this I actually look. This is an actual thing. So, just Google it. Where did the term? Yeah, let's Google that. Where did the term? Anyways, let's talk about level up while I'm doing this.
I'm still stuck on that.
They put a guy. They put a spit through a guy, and then they tape one of his blood vessels to the road, and then they just kind of unwind as they walk. And that's how they measure it.
It's like those cartoons where they have like a loose thread on their shirt and they start tugging it and it just unravels the entire shirt. It's the same thing, you know, they just grab the end of one blood vessel and they pull it and it just unravels everything.
Next time,
do they have a video game where like you're made yarn?
Okay, look. Next time they do one of those like the human preserve things over at like a museum and whatnot, okay, I'm gonna be looking over at the dried up corpse human and just going like, yeah, you're telling me that you're supposed to go all like again, not even we ain't even doing Texas. Go down the street, all right? I'm supposed to get from here to the, like four blocks, all right?
That's not all the blood vessels in that thing.
Look, all right, I'm just saying. Shit doesn't... Uh-uh. I'm a single human being that's all of 5'7", all right?
You had to make that up, didn't you?
No, that's real. I just forgot how tall I was. All right. 5...
I thought I was 5'7".
You know that multiple people can be the same height.
I thought you were taller than me.
Evidently not.
Nope, I already called dibs on 5'7".
God damn it, Mason. I'm a... Man. Anyway, you can't tell...
You've been watching...
Shut the fuck up, Mason.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You can't tell that 5.5 foot of me can go from here till like the next town over, which is 10 miles. All right? Ain't happening. Ain't happening. I don't care how small the capillaries are. Uh-uh.
Gentlemen, I shall now make this man go from here to the next town over using his capillaries.
We can Dr. Weird the shit out of this. I don't give a damn.
<All right.
laughs> I'll be the pessimistic one out of all of us, all right? I love science just as much as the next person. Ain't no damn way. Ain't no damn way.
My name's Steve. You just call me Steve.
Sticking to it. Sticking to it.
Crazy.
But yeah. Jackalope.
Level up, though, next month. So you've got a panel. Stefan.
Yeah, so I've got the voice acting panel, which, again, this panel changes every single time that it's done. It is largely Q&A, so the first little bit will be kind of hammering out the introductory things, you know, what equipment you want to be looking into, where to find auditions, what has worked, what hasn't worked, different, like, little idiosyncrasies that you might not necessarily want, as well as different forms of voice acting you might be interested in. So that's something to kind of go and look forward into. And then after that first like 10 minutes, then we go all over into the questions, you know, the questions and stories. So I will tell you guys weird stories that have happened to me while voice acting. You guys can ask whatever questions. Basically, virtually everything is on the table. Like, I have even stated how much I earn from certain things. Okay, so this panel is always meant to be for those that are actually interested in getting into voice acting or are just, like, fun and want to learn some things. So, yeah, really, really fun. That will be on Sunday. I can't remember when or in what room, but it will be posted about soon. And then I know Caden has a panel on Saturday. And that one is supposed to be doing remote content. So quite literally like what we're doing right now. Because we understand how to do this quite well. So that's going to be really, really fun for all the content creators out over there, especially those of you that are looking at doing podcasting or gaming or whatever have you, but you realize that your team is going to be in different locations. So, yeah.
I bought that paddle.
You are on that panel. I think
we're going to teach you how to pick up chicks using belly dancing.
Four of us and Caden and Candace.
So.
Ooh.
So basically everyone that's going, going to level up, the entire CB team that's going to level up. Yeah. So.
Yay.
But it will be good times, and of course, like there's a ton of people that I can't wait to go and see that I see every year. There's some people that I met last year that I really hope to go and see as well. So I Level Up is just one of those really, really fun cons that like it just you go to and it sets a level of expectation that not a lot of cons can actually hit. So I'm thankful for it. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to, as I've told the team, this year I'll be making dinners as well as breakfasts. So, and I've gotten better.
More videos.
I've gotten better with eggs.
More videos.
Okay, so like I know how to make eggs. You guys like since we haven't really talked about this for, you know, since it happened. This year during Christmas. Okay. I decided to go and do something really, really fun for mainly just the CB team members. All right. As some of, like, since for the last few years, I've been really, like, trying to do a lot more cooking and things like that. So I decided to make two things independent of each other and outside of the formalized plan at the end, which was I wanted to make apple butter and then I wanted to learn how to make cinnamon rolls from scratch, and I did them both. Now, on Christmas Day, I dropped them off for everyone to be able to enjoy. How were they?
That apple butter tasted like apple pie. It was good.
I kind of just ate the apple butter at one point. Like, I saved some for leftover, and then I just kind of like. Chugged it. Apple butter shots.
You're tonguing the bottle, weren't you, Mason?
Not on purpose.
I was doing it on purpose.
Okay, so the apple butter was good. It was a win.
Yeah. So was the cinnamon roll.
Sure thing.
Cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon rolls were good, too.
Yeah, and...
Sat and ate that.
That was the second batch of cinnamon rolls that I wound up making. Because the first time, I just used all-purpose flour. But the second ones, I actually used... specifically like bread flour, and they came out way more fluffy. So, yeah.
Well, my parents were like, wait, so not only are you friends with him, but he cooks like that. And I was like, yeah, and it's mine. I had to like fight for it like a pack of angry dogs.
Dude. Well, and that's always the thing. It's like the cooking and stuff makes me happy. So like I've cooked for like other people and things like that, so I'm just looking forward into this next time around. Like I said, I've gotten better with the eggs. I learned how to make crepes. I know how to make cinnamon rolls from scratch. Like, I know I will be doing cinnamon rolls at least one of the nights, and then like just straight up cooking wise again. Now it's almost like, what do you guys feel like? Do you guys feel like, you know, it's like, do you guys want chashu pork with, you know, with jasmine rice, like coconut garlic jasmine rice? Do you guys want, like, you know,
pineapple bush,
like chicken alfredo, you know, and all that? Like, I can, oh, I cannot wait to cook for you guys.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Grit, dang it, now I'm hungry.
That's why I ate. So... before we end, is there anything that anyone else wanted to talk about real quick?
See us in Vegas.
Pineapple Vegas!
Okay. then, why am I even looking into the... I keep on looking over into the camera. It's ingrained in me still.
Stop right? looking at me. Stop looking
I miss
at
you,
me.
Tyler. Stop I miss you me. So much. I cannot wait for this weekend. So, again, guys, we're going to try to go and come back next week. Honestly, podcast, like, it... The last few years, I haven't really felt like doing a whole lot of it. Now I feel like doing a lot of podcasting. So, again, tune back in, you know, as soon as we make the next one. Maybe by then we'll figure out the video portion again for you guys. But, again, we're just going to keep on doing this and having fun. Definitely come and see us out over at Vegas. Check the socials as much as anything, you know, as much as we all post. And, yeah, until then, we will see y'all later.
Goodbye, later, friends.
Later, bye.
Yay.
All right.
I am recording.
No, I'm going to... I'm oh, going to do... No. I'm going to do a count... God, I fucking... Oh, God damn it.
Yay. Swear to God, Brandon.
Yay.
There's some...
Kick you square in the nuts.
There's some shit I haven't missed, and that's one of them. All right.
Good time.
Shut up, Mason. All right. Well, with that... hello, y'all. Why am I even looking at the fucking camera? I really don't.
Wait, are we getting clap sync?
Why do we need to clap sync? No one's got video.
Well,
the well, I mean, clap audio sync things to up put together. All the
oh
together.
Fuck! Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I still didn't get a countdown record.
Did you hit the record button, Brandon?
Yes, I hit it now.
All right.
Because you started the intro, I hit record.
All right. The way we'll do the clap sync, I'll go first, then Brandon. Then Tyler, then Mason. Everyone got it?
Well, don't you want to clap together to get the whole sync all at once for the audio? Not video.
Oh my God, this has been so fucking long since I've done this. I forgot everything.
We want all together to sync each other.
I do it. Oh my God. Okay, I'm already going to take off my fucking sweatshirt because I'm already heating up. God damn it.
Oh. Ow, ow! Take it all off!
You should have add... Oh, I'll wait. You should have add ice to the soda to keep it cool.
I don't add ice to shit. Alright. Okay, here we go. On three. Everyone ready? One, two, three. One, two, three. I swear to God, it sounded like I was, like, leading you all in the clap. Like, from my perspective, it was like, me clap, and then all three of you, or like, yeah, all three of you at the same time, just like, bam.